Hey Krishna. Krishna has very beautifully spoken about how one should work. That is, work without getting attached to the result. And work without getting attached to not doing work. So Krishna spoke this very beautifully in the previous shloka. Now the next shloka Krishna is going to speak about what should be the proper consciousness or what should be the proper mood while executing such a work. So let's see that in the next shloka, that is shloka number 48. Yogastaha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhayoho samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. So here Krishna is saying, Yogastaha kuru karmani. So, kuru, that is, while performing or working, karmani, the prescribed duties, what should be the mood of the person? Yogastaha, he should be equipoised. And this word equipoised is used by Krishna three times here. Yogastaha, then he is saying samo and samatvam. So, three times he has used in this particular shloka. And then he says, sangam tyaktva dhananjaya. Oh, dhananjaya. What are you supposed to do? Oh Arjuna, sangam tyaktva. Give up the attachment. Oh, give up the attachment for what? Give up the attachment and samobhutva. Be equipoised. In what? Siddhi asiddhayaho. That is, in success or failure. So abandon all the attachment and be equipoised in success or failure. And now Krishna gives the definition of yoga. He says, samatvam yoga uchyate. That is, such an equanimity is called yoga. Now here, we will see the definition of yoga. Now, step by step, we'll go up and see the highest definition of yoga today. So one definition which Krishna is giving is very clear. That is, work being equipoised both in success and failure. This is yoga, first. The second definition, which we understand, you know, from this particular shloka is, yoga means to concentrate the mind upon the supreme by controlling the ever disturbing senses. So this is another definition which goes a bit higher. So the first definition that we said was just work. Work being equipoised. Now the next level that we are saying is work by concentrating the mind on the supreme, by controlling the senses. Now, higher than this particular definition is another definition which Prabhupada is giving. Following of Krishna's dictation is real yoga. So, following the instructions of Krishna, the dictations of Krishna is the real yoga. So, we have seen the three definitions now. Now, here, what is Arjuna expected to do? And what are we expected to do? So let's discuss that now from this particular shloka. So by Krishna consciousness only can one give up the sense of proprietorship. So what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is executing the instructions of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. So the whole thing that we're discussing is how to work without attachment. So the same trail which we are continuing from the previous shloka. How can we do that? As we concluded in the last shloka, by practicing bhakti, by Krishna consciousness. So when a person is doing work, being Krishna conscious, what happens? It's very easy to give up the sense of proprietorship or attachment. And now the next thing is, okay, Krishna consciousness working all is okay, but then how to work in Krishna consciousness? That is given here. With the mood of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That is the right way to discharge duty in Krishna consciousness. So a person takes a lower position as a servant of Krishna and he discharges his duty. And what should be the mood when we discharge such duties? The mood is this. The mood is every single activity that we are doing, every single thing that we call it as duty is meant only for one purpose. That is, samsiddhir hari toshanam, that is satisfaction of Hari or satisfaction of Vishnu. All our activities are meant for that. no activity has some excuse. Every single activity is focused for this one particular cause, and that is to give satisfaction to Krishna. And that's what is given here very, very nicely. Prabhupada writes in one line, this is the key to happiness. This is the key to get rid of all the bondage. What is that? No one should satisfy himself, as is the rule in the material world, but one should satisfy Krishna. And if we remember, we had discussed this in one of the shlokas, that if we just strive to satisfy Krishna, automatically we will become satisfied. Everyone in the entire world, in the entire creation, will become satisfied, because Krishna is the root of everything. If the root is watered, automatically all the branches and twigs and flowers and fruits, everything will flourish and everything will be satisfied. So here Krishna is very beautifully telling Arjuna, what is that? Fight. Throughout Bhagavad Gita is telling the same thing, fight. So here Arjuna has nothing to do with the results of fight. Gain or victory are Krishna's concern. Arjuna is simply advised to act according to the dictation of Krishna. So here, basically, Arjuna is expected to do what? Work in Krishna consciousness. And how to work in Krishna consciousness? By following the instructions of Krishna. So what is Krishna telling Arjuna? Fight. And what is Arjuna expected to do? Fight. Simple. But for us, what are we supposed to do now? When we are doing any activity, one question we have to ask. This one question will decide, should we do that activity or not? Will that activity cause bondage, or will that activity cause liberation? What is that one question? That one question is, will this activity take me closer to Krishna? And will it give pleasure to Krishna? This is that one question. I repeat. Will this activity take me closer to Krishna, and will it give pleasure to Krishna? If the answer is yes, we have to do that particular work. And if the answer is no, you know what to do. So the point is, if we have this mood when we are working, we will surely be free from all the bondage, because each and every work that we are doing is for the pleasure of Krishna. And Krishna will make sure that we are not stuck in the cycle of action and reaction or bondage. So in this way, Krishna is giving a very, very beautiful aspect of how to work. Work being equipoised, work by following the instruction of Krishna, work for the pleasure of Krishna. Now, Krishna is going to take this particular aspect that we just discussed to a much, much deeper level in the next shloka. So let's discuss that in the next shloka. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.